The Pottawatomie Lighthouse is perched on the northeasternmost tip of Wisconsin, on Rock Island State Park off the Door County Peninsula. There's been a navigational light here since 1836, and the current stone lighthouse was built in 1858. Like many lighthouses, Pottawatomie sat vacant for decades after being decommissioned. Then the Friends of Rock Island stepped forward and have painted, plastered, and even built a new lantern room perched on top of the building. But Friends member Jim Johnston says an empty lantern room is just that, empty.
The original lens went missing some time ago, and there were certain mysteries about it, that it was in the cellar in a crate, and then it could have been taken by vandals or...
The Friends group looked everywhere and couldn't find the lens.
There were all sorts of stories. It could have been located in a warehouse in New Jersey, and then there was one that was could be in Cleveland in a Coast Guard.
So the Friends of Rock Island decided to buy a replacement. Gary Knappen owns Artworks Florida, the Fort Lauderdale business that made the reproduction fourth order Fresnel lens.
They started with the largest lens, which is what, about 6 foot tall, 8 foot tall in, and that's called a first order, and then they progressively get smaller to where this fourth order is about 40 inches tall, 1 meter tall.
Getting a 3.5 foot, 85 pound lens from Florida to Rock Island is no easy feat. First, it was loaded on a plane, then driven all the way up the Door Peninsula, put on a car ferry to Washington Island, and then on another boat bound for Rock Island. Finally, it's loaded on an ATV for the ride to the lighthouse, and then it comes down 2 inches.
Here's the problem. Okay.
The three Friends members who came to see their new lens installed watch anxiously to see if the lens will fit through the hatch that leads to the lantern room.
I think the opening is too small for the lens to fit through when it's assembled.
So what are they? So they're thinking of taking a window out and hoisting it up.
The Pottawatomie doesn't look like a typical turret-type lighthouse. It's more like an old stone house with a cupola on top. That's the lantern room, where a big light used to guide ships through the Rock Island Passage. To get there involves going up a series of ladder-like steps. It took a lot of measuring and remeasuring to figure out it wouldn't be necessary to hoist the lens up the outside of the building after all.
Watch the lens.
Instead, three men carefully wedged the Fresnel into its new home.
Hey! Yep, it's up there.
Good job there, you guys.
Let's roll it in some away from the stairs.
Yeah, get it away from the stairway.
Okay, good. Right there.
All right, let me get
Don't
it. Don't
lean up on the lenses.
Okay.
Good job.
Oh, you need a little faith.
Yes, I am.
It's a proud moment for Tim Sweet, president of the Friends of Rock Island.
I guess I kind of compare the lens to the heart of the lighthouse. We'd have a lot of people last summer when we were giving tours. They'd go up into the lantern room and they'd say, "So where's the light? Or what did the light look like?" And you know, we try to explain it to them. But now that the lens is at least back in there, we can say, "Well, this is a replica of exactly what used to be here." So I'd say really the lens and then the light that goes inside of it, of course, is the it's really why the lighthouse was built here in the first place.
The new lens is functional, but because of Coast Guard regulations, it can't be used as an official navigational point. So the Pottawatomie Lighthouse will stay dark. But that doesn't mean the Friends of Rock Island State Park can't show it off. Pottawatomie Lighthouse is one of 10 beacons that'll be open to the public on this weekend's Door County Lighthouse Walk. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And keep him company. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper and live by the side of the sea. I'll polish his lamp by the light of day so ships at night can find their way. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper, won't that be okay? We'll take walks along the moonlit bay, maybe find a treasure too. I'd love living in a lighthouse. I dream of living in a lighthouse, baby, every single day.